The cathedral. The cathedral is the largest and most impressive church in the city. The original structure dates back to the end of the 11th century and was built on the particular orders of Conte Ruggero in honour of his victory over the Arabs. It is probable that it was built on the site where the city's mosque had been during the Arab domination. In reality, the building you can see today is an essentially Baroque construction, modified during the 17th century as part of the modernization of the church in accordance with the stylistic canons then in vogue. It's possible to see traces of the original building on the exterior in the apse, with the molded windows clearly influenced by the Islamic style. Inside the church, the cross vaulting dates back to the Norman era, opening into a chapel off the transept to the left. Before entering the church, you should stop to look at the high relief of Conte Ruggero trampling a Muslim with his horse on the main facade. Legend has it that the cathedral is built on the spot where Ruggero defeated the Arab leader Mocarta, who was besieging the city. You can also admire the 17th century Baroque bell tower on the left. The interior of the cathedral is divided into three naves with Doric columns and is a riot of different works, frescoes, statues, and paintings. We only refer to the main artistic works in this guide, but it is well worth wandering around the chapels to look at the wealth of paintings, objects, and architectural elements to be found wherever you look. You can walk on the glass flooring of the left nave to obtain an impressive view of the plinths of the church's old original columns. At the end of the left nave, look out for the Croce Lignea, wooden cross, dating back to the 13th century. If you walk round the cross, you will see that unusually, it is painted on both sides. Christ is depicted on the front, while the painting on the back shows the Holy Lamb at the centre, with symbols representing the four evangelists at its extremes. It's particularly striking for the intensity of its colours and mixture of styles. The artists who created this precious work and the conditions in which it was made are unknown to us. In a niche in the right transept, there is a painting of Christ Pantocrator, Lord of all, giving a blessing, from the Byzantine era. The Byzantine origins of the work can be seen clearly in the way Christ's face has been painted. On the central altar in the apse, there's a group of sculptures positioned in such a way as to give them the greatest possible visibility. This is the work of greatest significance to be found in the church, sculptures commissioned from Antonello Gaggini, but for the most part created by his son Antonino. The sculptures date back to 1532, but were reworked by other later artists. It's a group of six marble statues of the Transfiguration, including Jesus on Mount Tabor, accompanied by the prophets Moses and Elijah, and by his disciples Peter, James, and John. The group of sculptures is at its best in certain light conditions, particularly in the late morning, when the light filtering from the ceiling and illuminating the apse is reflected in such a way as to bring the figures to the fore. You will find two sarcophagi from the Roman era in the vestibule of the chapter house, characterized by strong contrast between light and dark. They are covered in bas-relief, showing scenes typical of the times, the Amazon Amaki and the Hunt of Meleager. Other treasures to be found in this great church are frescoes by Giambecchina, a statue of San Vincenzo, attributed to Antonello Gaggini, and the statues of the Virgin with the infant Jesus by Battista.